Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 78. Today we're reading Chapter 21 of the book, I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Grant Lee read the letter two more times. This has got to be my dad, he said to himself. As he thought about it, he had never inquired as to who his father was, except for once, maybe twice, when he asked his grandmother, since his mother always seemed reluctant to talk about it. You don't need to worry yourself about him, his grandmother had said. He left you and your mother shortly after you were born, and has not returned. He is just not responsible. This letter sure says differently, Grant Lee thought. I'll definitely ask Mom about it after I look around up here some more. He folded the letter and placed it in his pocket. Picking up the box with the military items, he took it down to his grandfather. Here, Grandfather, he said, setting the box by Reverend Nichols's chair. I'll be right back to listen to your stories. Grant Lee hurried to his room where he hid the letter in his bottom drawer. Right now I'll help decorate the tree and listen to war stories. You know, Grant Lee, your great-grandfather owned a farm, and he had slaves who worked for him. I visited his farm many times. Those slaves are some of the most hard-working people I know, and they're people of their word. I must confess to you that back then I used to make fun of them, but I did not know any better. Natalie walked into the room and listened to the story. Well, my experience with blacks has not been a good one. They don't keep their words, she said. All of them are not like that, Grandmother, Grant Lee said. Some of my friends at school are black, and they keep their word. They helped me with my schoolwork many times. Just like some whites are good and some whites are bad, Cassandra said, walking in with warm apple cider for all four of them. And what's that supposed to mean? Natalie asked. Cassandra decided to take charge of the conversation. She did not like the words her mother had just said to Grant Lee, and decided to turn the conversation on a different route, addressing an issue she had been concerned about lately. Grant Lee, there's some good in all of us, and there's some bad in all of us, no matter our skin color. The Bible does say that all of us are sinners. Makes no difference the color of one's skin. And as you have heard in Sunday school and definitely from your grandfather's preaching, there is a price we all have to pay for our sins. I cannot pay for your sins, and you cannot pay for my sins, and definitely not now since you are old enough to make your own decisions. Cassandra turned to address her father. Dad, you can take it from here. I want you to have that honor. Reverend Nichols smiled in surprise. Why, thank you, Cassandra. Turning to his grandson, he picked up the conversation. Yes, Grant Lee, all of us have sinned. Romans 3:10 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. In fact, Isaiah says, all our righteousnesses, or all our good deeds, are as filthy rags. And when something is filthy or dirty, you throw it out in the trash. Our sins have made us filthy before God, and we deserve to be thrown into hell. Grant Lee listened intently. He had heard this before at church, but somehow tonight it sounded different. But God loved us so much that he made provision for our sins. He provided us with the only way to clean up our filth. He sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins. It had to be someone who had never sinned. Jesus had never sinned. So Jesus came down to earth and died for our sins. Because as the Bible states, without the shedding of blood, there can be no payment for our sins. All God wants us to do now is to accept Jesus' payment for our sins. Do you believe you are a sinner, Grant Lee? Grant Lee nodded. Do you believe Jesus Christ died for you? Yes, Grant Lee said. Do you accept Jesus' death and payment for your sins? Yes, Grant Lee said. Are you willing to pray and tell Jesus these things and ask him to save you from your sins and to prepare you a home in heaven? Yes, Grant Lee said. Let's pray. A smile came across Cassandra's face as she silently prayed for and with Grant Lee. Holy Father God, I come before you realizing that I am a sinner and on my way to hell. Thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Accept him as my Savior, and now invite him into my heart to live with me forever. Amen. Come give me a hug, Reverend Nichols said, opening his arms wide. Oh, praise the Lord, I love you so much. But more importantly, God loves you. Benjamin looked across the room at Cassandra. She initiated something that he should have done himself because of his position as head of the house and as pastor. That is, he should have made sure of the salvation of everyone in his household. He would never again take it for granted that someone was saved just because that person was in church every Sunday, or because that person was from a good home, or because that person had parents who were Christians. Natalie and Cassandra both hugged Grant Lee. God bless you, Natalie said. I love you, son, Cassandra said. I wish Grant was here to witness this moment, she thought. This Christmas should mean a lot more to you, Grant Lee. Jesus was born on Christmas, so he could die for us. So whenever you think of Christmas, think of your Savior. You can never separate the two. I will, Mom, Grant Lee said. Before retiring to bed, Reverend Nichols asked his daughter, How did you know this was the right time to talk with him about salvation? I didn't really know, she said. Maybe it was just a mother's intuition. I couldn't recall a time when he asked Jesus Christ to save him. I had to know for myself. Well, I do thank you for giving me the honor, her father said. Now we need to get him baptized. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner, and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you once again for listening, and may God bless you until next time.